Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Toys are generally well-intentioned, but sometimes have problematic undertones. On this episode, Bob and I explore the darker side of the toy industry. If you love Slinkies and Matchbox cars, this episode may not be for you. Enjoy.
One man invented both aspirin and heroin within 2 weeks of each other.
Huh,
okay.
Yeah.
His name was Felix Hoffmann, a German chemist who worked for Bayer, and he invented them in 1897. I just think that's impressive. You know, two drugs that are still in good use today have been, invented.
Use.
Well,
in quantity.
But isn't heroin also used for some good therapeutic things as well?
Oh, maybe.
I mean, it's like all drugs, right? If you overuse it, it's going to hurt. Yeah, even aspirin will eat a hole in your stomach, right? Okay, and this one, the inventor of cubicles. Okay, his name is Robert Probst. He wasn't happy with his contribution. He actually called his contribution to monolithic insanity. And I thought, it's like the guy who invented the A-bomb, right?
Yep.
He's like, all regrets at
the
this point.
The Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer. Did you see Oppenheimer? Did you see that
I one? Didn't, but I saw Barbie, though.
I did, too. That makes me
so
feel
good.
Super shallow.
So
I wanted to see them both on the same day, because I thought that would be an amazing...
Yeah, that was the way to do it.
The Barbie Bomb Express.
Yeah.
Or something. But what did you think of Barbie?
I loved it.
I thought it was very cool.
I thought it was
very fun.
Good.
Funny,
it was,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, the drinking... I loved watching her drink anytime she drank anything. Just because that's what they did when they were playing with the dolls. It was just shaking that empty something. But your imagination had that pouring right into her little mouth.
Right.
So, I couldn't love Margot Robbie more.
No, I mean, she did. They did such a good job with it. And, yeah. I really
and all
it.
The Barbies. President Barbie. So good. You think about it. They really did take this single element, Barbie, and make her into everything. Everything. Anything that a human being could be, Barbie was, right? Which had to be super empowering to the people that played with her.
I mean, eventually, you know, there is, if you look at the history of it and look at the context of it, sure, there weren't, like, they never came out with a Dr. Barbie until much later. And even then, she was a pediatrician, if I remember correctly.
Oh, interesting.
Understandably, like, they were not on the forefront. Being feminine or being a feminist.
Yeah, the inventor of Barbie showed up in that movie.
She did. Well, she was played by Rhea Perlman.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's passed.
She's gone. Okay. That's well. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. You know something.
Yeah.
So maybe not a pioneer, but a support structure.
I think there was an element to it. There's some problematic elements to every toy. Like you can say that about just about everything.
No, I don't think so. Slinkies are pretty
Slinkies?
Clear. Slinkies?
Oh, yeah, because as soon as they get tangled.
Okay.
Is there a detangling spray for Slinkies? No,
because
Slinky wanted you to buy big Slinky.
You're right.
The big coil industry wanted you to buy more.
They did self-destruct, didn't they? It's like after a couple good walks down the steps.
Incredibly quickly.
It seemed to be. It's like what Apple does with their software when you don't upgrade fast enough. They make your phone have defects.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know this to be a fact, so please, Apple, don't you sue our little podcast for saying that.
Oh, they won't sue. Your phone won't keep working.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Use the power you have.
Yeah.
That's it. But no, okay, Slinkies you got. Okay, Etch-A-Sketch. What's wrong with Etch-A-Sketch?
Etch-A-Sketch, you had to be really precise for diagonals.
Yeah, okay.
That's problematic.
So, you ever try to draw
two hands?
A circle? You do, okay. You don't, yeah, you do if you want to do diagonal. That's
mm-hmm.
a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not ADD.
Not accessible.
Yeah, not ADD.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Okay. Hang on now. How about a marionette?
Haunting. Haunting, terrifying.
You're doing pretty good. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Matchbox cars.
Encourage unrealistic sense image of cars.
Okay.
Because they were all so cool in my car.
A simple rubber ball.
Choking hazard.
I have to say, you're pretty good at this game. Like I could probably keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry. Finding the negative in anything you tell me? I'm good at that? Great.
It's a natural skill you have.
That's perfect.
Wow, good.
Yeah. I'm finding the negative in being good at this game.
I can only imagine what it's like to be your children. How are the children, by the way? They're not children anymore.
Good. Yeah, they're not children anymore. I'm really surprised by the maturity level that they have. It's been really good, like, talking to them and, like, interacting with them in recent interactions that, you know, you kind of think is going to be conflicted or conflicting in some way.
Oh.
Has been very mature and very well handled.
Would they appreciate you using the term mature?
I don't know.
And I only ask that because I kind of feel like if my parents start saying that I'm making mature decisions, I'm going to try to make different decisions. I'm like, I don't want
to
be
to rebel.
I don't want to be mature in your eyes. Yeah. That means I'm. That you means say I'm mature, but what you mean is more like you.
Yeah.
And so, but you.
Oh no, I think they're doing better than me. Yeah. No, I will always tell them that.
Good.
I am curious if I should take some credit for any of these decisions that they're making.
How could
the
you not? At least
we're having.
Part of them. You're an engaged active father.
I'll take a little bit.
Look, you not only what you say and actively contribute, they see you and how you are and who you are and how you interact with the world. And they take a lot more away from that than you think, I bet. That's my belief. And that's based on my model with my kids that I've seen, which I'm amazed at the things that I thought they were just blowing me off, that they're now demonstrating as adults in their lives. And the same with me with my parents. I was like, there are things that I carried away from my mom and my dad that I had no intention of carrying away, but here it is. And I bet they appreciated seeing those things in me. Parenting has been one of the most educating experiences of my life. Not only have I learned a boatload of stuff from my kids, I've learned a lot more about how life actually works. Whenever a friend or family member has their first child, I always say, welcome to the greatest human experience, because it is. Few things can teach and change a person more. This is to take nothing away from non-breeding humans. There are just things they'll never learn without the benefit of raising a human being from a tiny blob of cells to full adulthood. It's the toughest job I've ever loved, and it taught me how to be a better human. So there. That does it for this episode, my friends. Please come back tomorrow for another dose.